The rhino poaching in South Africa is a big problem that could result in the extinction of rhinos. It all started centuries ago due to the myth that rhino horn had medicinal properties. Despite the myth being false, rhino horn was frequently used in traditional Asian medicine, with Vietnam and China being the main destination countries for it. Recently, a law was put into place that made rhino poaching illegal. That didn't stop the poaching from continuing, especially in South Africa, where there are more rhinos than in any other part of the world, 80% of the world rhino population to be exact. The crisis really became serious in 2008, when the numbers started to go into the hundreds. According to Save the Rhino International, by 2013, the number of rhinos killed each year had reached the thousands. In a decade, more than 8,300 rhinos were poached for their horns, leaving only around 29,000 rhinos in the world. On the black market, according to Helping Rhinos, rhino horn is worth more by the kilogram than gold. It can cost up to $65,000 per kilogram, which is $500,000 for the whole horn. Conservationists have been working for many years to protect the wildlife, including the rhinos, by arguing that living rhinos are worth much more than dead ones, but the cost of rhino horn makes that pretty much impossible. It is possible to cut off the rhino's horn without hurting the actual rhino, but since selling rhino horn is illegal, it ends up on the black market anyway and causes a rise in demand. This excessive rhino poaching could cause rhinos to become extinct. Some species of rhino are already extinct because of this, such as the northern white rhino. Rhinos are very iconic African mammals, and if we allow rhinos to go extinct due to poaching, it affects us morally because we allow such an iconic animal to die out on our watch. Those that live in China or Vietnam, they would be affected because they use rhino horn in medicine. Granted, rhino horn is pure keratin and does absolutely nothing medicinal, but the people that make rhino horn medicine would be out of a job if rhinos went extinct. People train to become anti-poaching rangers, who are people that prevent rhino poachers from killing rhinos in national parks and provinces. They arrest poachers and try to save rhinos when possible. Here's an interview with an anti-poaching ranger.
Hi, my name is Jesse Kraus, nicknamed Flame because of my red hair. I decided to do anti-rhino poaching because I'm a fan of it. So far, I'm loving it. Last year, I played professional rugby. I left professional rugby for this job to save the rhinos and the animals. And yeah, I come from the Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth, 1,800 k's from here, so it's quite far from home. My first patrol was quite nice, 20 days in the bush. Luckily off today for 4 days. Training, yeah, was hectic. Tough. Fitness, I thought I was fit enough because I played rugby, but yeah, it was tough. I was nicely built, lost 15 k's because of training, but gained five k's after training. But yeah, training was tough. Yeah, the hardest thing, probably the running, yeah, and the obstacle course, yeah, and probably the wake up in late night doing push-ups because of other guys causing shit.
Asleep.
Yeah. Asleep, getting up in the morning, 4 o'clock, cold. Make a fire, cook some food, get ready 6 o'clock, sweeping, get ready to drill. So yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, I'm just going to finish my year contract and yeah, continue with anti-poaching for more people to join it. Because yeah, the lack of people doing this job. And to do this job, you have to have the passion for it. Yeah, you must be willing to do it, work hard. Yeah.
But normal people don't have to become anti-poaching rangers to prevent rhino poaching. They can simply boycott all rhino products or donate to organizations that help protect rhinos. Those who are more adventurous can adopt a rhino. Either way, the common citizen has a chance to help save the rhinos. I personally think this can end one day. The number of rhinos killed each year has been declining for some years, and hopefully it will continue declining. I hope people will come to realize that rhinos are in limited supply, and the ones left need to be preserved, not poached for a horn that doesn't even do anything. But for now, we can prevent this from continuing by reaching out to others and telling them about this. This is something everyone needs to know about.